What it is, what it was, cuz it's your boy Herberito, and we are live on Toke TV with the folks, OG Connoisseur and Chingon 805. You're at the parlor with Potter and friends. Time right now is 11 in the p.m., 11:01 actually, 11:01 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we are coming in on to y'all from the late night roll up session. Our boy OG Canister is rolling up some purple. I'm rolling up some cookies and some purple punch. We're going to do a little combo. And what kind of wrap you using, my guy? I'm using a sweet aromatic. Or should we, we'll leave the decision to my friends right here. What are we doing? Honeyberry, or are we doing the sweet aromatic? I'm electing closer to the honeyberry. I'm only giving one vote for the honeyberry. What do you say, guys? Let's get this show on the road, man. What are we doing? Honeyberry or the sweet aromatic? While I grind this dank, you guys can figure it out, because that will come next. You let me know. Berry it up. We got two votes for berry, so unanimous decision, or majority decision wins. We're right there. There we go. Honeyberry backwood with some Girl Scout cookie. And some purple punch. It's gonna be nice. It's gonna be special. Should I put a crutch in there? I don't really like putting crutches in backwoods. The paper's so fragile that you have potential to fuck it up if you use the. But no, you know, we'll use a tip. Cause you know what? When you use the tip, and what I mean by tip, a glass tip. Glass tip, not a rolled cardboard one, you know, not a crutch. A nice fucking glass tip, like a funky feel tip. I think I got the perfect funky feel tip for this one right here. Chingon only likes to pay fucking high numbers for fucking rare backwoods, though he doesn't smoke blunts. It's okay. We're not going to fault him for that. But that's my dog. He only smokes banana fucking backwoods. That's crazy. Stuffs joints like a motherfucker, though, man. I'll tell you that. That's what's up. Where did Ray go? Oh, he's right here under the table. I'm like, where did Ray go? Acting up. So right now we got TMZ on the motherfucking tube. You got your boy right here on the motherfucking podcast. I got my folks digitally around the world. On Toke TV, and you are right there. Holla. You're at the parlor with Potter and friends. Let's get it. You know, I used to like using grinders to grow my dank, but now I have to do it manually. But sometimes it works as a disadvantage to you, because like you get some sticky as dank, like this Girl Scout cookie. They're coming out in little clumps, but that's kind of what you want anyways. You want them to be like little nodules, and opposed to like, you know, well, some would beg to differ. Some like there's ground up, like, you know, real fine, real core, or real fine. I like mine real fucking, whatchamacallit, rough. It creates just like, yeah, like mini nugs. It creates airflow. In between, when you get it too finely ground, it becomes soft, very soft. So airflow could get trapped, especially when it's getting resinous. It starts to get resinous, you're fucked. But there's always ways around it. So this Girl Scout cookie is just sticking up my fingers and just stinking up the fucking pad right now. This shit smells fucking delicious. Like, hats off to the fucking farmer. It's like you're tipping your hat to the chef. Sticky. Sticky. Look at this. It's like magnets. Sticky. There you go. Crazy. Isn't that crazy? The gas smell. Oh, you got that gas? Like, nah. Kendall Jenner. I love me some Kendall Jenner. What the fuck was that? Anywho. You know, it was a fucking fun thing. Back in the day, rest in peace, man. You know, talking about old homies and shit. I posted on my Instagram, good old Emil. But you know who I should have actually posted up is Big L Dog. Man, Big Lou, man. When we used to fucking go out on Mondays, we used to ride out on Mondays to L.A. Just about this time. Just about 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Go to Hooters. Start off at Hooters. And then fucking make our way to the Sunset Strip. Roll up into a bar. There was this one bar. It was a three-story bar called Miyagi's. It was a sushi bar. Sushi restaurant, whatever. But a nice mingle scene outside, upstairs on the second floor. Just cracking. Cool spot. Miyagi's. And then across the street from Miyagi's, they had Dublin's. This is the Sunset Strip. If my LA friends know, you can help me out with this. That's word up. A lot of fun nights out there. Monday nights. We used to go to Saddle Ranch right there on Sunset. And just have a good old time, man. Fucking shout out Albert, wherever the fuck Albert's at. You know what? He recently followed me on Instagram. And I hope you listen, boy. You know what I mean? We got to link up, my boy. Yeah. Oh, Albert, man. Fucking hefty. Yeah. We out here. All right, man. We're almost done with this grinding. We are almost done with the grinding. Cookies is ground up. Now we're just grinding up some of this purple punch. And we are going to be good to go. If you know what I mean. Do you know what I'm saying? Rude boys and gals. Bomba Club. What's up, Manny? Where you at, dog? Were you just bullshitting? We out here. Oh, then why did you say asked if you were gonna come over? Chirping, fool. Damn, this smells great. He's like, I'm working. Just about done grinding, y'all. Fucking Britney Spears, man. Attaboy. Get it, OG. OGC. We're just going to be calling you OGC. You know, the whole OG connoisseur is a little long, but it's not a bad thing. It's a good name. I'm just going to shorten it, so when I holler at you, I'm calling you OGC. Yeah, OGC. That's what's up. That's how we're just going to do it. Because he's the OG Canadian. He's the OG connoisseur, the OG Canadian. Speak on it. Loved ones. Look at that. Nice little separation. Gonna just roll a nice little backwood. All right, man. Let's do a quick break. Station break from the motherfucking podcast. It's your boy, Herb Burrito, and you're at the parlor with Potter and friends. And we're gonna take a quick dab break. Be back, roll this blunto up, take some dabs, and hang with y'all and talk about some more bullshit. Anything that we want to talk about, think about it, and we're going to talk about it in a little bit. Holla at your boy. You're at the parlor with Potter and friends. Callie's on the bucket list for OGC. What do you say, my friend? Just write it down one of these days. Come out. Come see us out here in Southern California. Coming from Canada to California. All right, so we're about to roll up this backwood. If you haven't had backwood like our friend OGC, quick little tutorial. What you're going to want to do when opening up the package and getting your backwood. First, grind up your tree first. That's like life hack. Save yourself some time, you know what I mean? Grind your dank, and then now you're going to fucking grab your backwood. Oh my gosh, come on, man. Petition, do what you need to do, my friend. You can do it. I think you can. Anything is possible. It may take a little bit of time, but anything is possible, my friend. You'll be able to one of these days. Like you said, it's a bucket list, and you'll get it done. Okay, so what you're going to want to do, it's not like the traditional blunt where you just kind of bust it down the middle or cut it with a blade or anything. What you do is you kind of unravel the paper, the leaf. It's filled with tobacco. So what you want to do is you want to find the end, and there's always like an end right here, and it's going to be at an angle. So that's what you want to do. You want to grab that angle, that little corner, and what it's going to do is it's going to unravel for you. And then you discard all the unused tobacco. You don't want to use that tobacco because you're going to refill it with your own. I like to clean off all the remnants that may be on there. There's always like a bunch of stuff on there. And you need to find yourself with a nice fresh backwood paper. Right? Well, tell me something, OGC. Do you do poppers? On these papers, you're going to find that they have these stems because it's a natural leaf. These big stems just are a fucking thorn in your side. You know what I mean? It's like, good Lord. Shit fucks it up all the time. Anywho. GHB. OGC. The OG connoisseur, the OG Canadian. You're going to want to roll like this. See this? These stems and all that stuff. Some people like to take it to the extent of washing. They like to wash their backwoods. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what? We're going to do... Actually... I'm going to go the other side first. We're going to go purple punch first. And then we're going to go into cookies. So what we're doing is we're separating the wood. And remember, life hack, roll it inside out. So if you roll it out one way, roll it. You want to put your dank on the opposite end. Flip side it. And what you're going to do is make sure this first lip... it's tucked under. Oop, I'm dropping some here. That's why you want to do a minimum of 2 grams that give it enough filling space. It's always good to shape it first before you roll into it, so it all stays intact, nice and tight. And like I was saying, you want to get that first tuck that just lines everything up. I always look. There it is. Tucked under. And then now you just go the rest of the way. Remember to shape it. And then you fill it. This. It's gonna be nice. Very nice. Very nice. But we gotta take out those big ass stymies right there that's just gonna poke right through that shit. That shit will poke right through your thing. Remember to shape it. Just like putting the remainder right there, just so I have it. And what you're gonna do is you're gonna shape it so it remembers the form. See, and I don't like wasting it. I'll get all of it in there. There you go. There you go, champ. Get into your place. You know you want to be right there. It's nice and cozy in there. Nice and cozy. Like I was saying, get the first tuck. You're going to want to shape the bottom so it's all uniform. Oh. I'm like Private Pile on Full Metal Jacket talking to my rifle right here. Nice. Pull the slide. Perfect. Leonard's talking to his gun. Stanley Kubrick. Remember also with Backwoods, there's some dry ass papers. You gotta be very delicate or you're gonna crack the fuck out of this paper. Especially if it's dried out like this one is. Like I was saying, I was gonna put a crutch in it, but it just, it just can't be. It just really can't be. But trip on this fat ass stem. I tell you, it's just so fucking boo-boo when you get that stymie up in there like that. So you always want to make sure you lick down these Backwoods because, like I said, dry. These motherfuckers be fucking up. It's a lot of fucking saliva. So I like to give it time to dry out. I'm like, you know, people don't mind going into a moist one. For myself, I like to let it dry out. Naturally cure itself. And then you'll be all right. So what I was doing too... Like that stem, like I was saying, look at that god dang stem. It realigned back, so it should burn properly. It'll still burn properly in line. It won't create like a big riff. Hopefully not. I think I caught a good roll on it, and it should be fine. Put the remainder into the collar right here. The collar is a top end. The top end, when you roll it, there's like a V-neck. It looks right there. People like to call it the collar, and I think that's a fitting word for it. You know, right there, the collar. Collar. Fill the rest of this little bit of shake in there, just so. I'm not completely wasted. Looks like we're good to go. Some people like to put wax crumble into their blunts and stuff like that, you know. Myself, I like to smoke my tree dry. And I like to dab my fucking wax and rigs. You know what I'm saying? Look at this. Gorilla finger. Okay, we should be good to go. So we're going to let that dry, and we're going to take a dab right now while that dries. While this dries, let's get a dab in. We're going to do a dab of this Pi-Ho sauce. Or should we do that runts? I want to do this. We're ready to open. We're ready to go in. Ooh. Ooh-wee. Okay. Pi-ho. Get a load of this torch. Monty Burns. Taking a dab, a fat glob from Waylon Smithers and then Homer's up right there. Pretty cool. It broke a long time ago, look at it, see? So, but love the art, so never get rid of that. Use it as a holder. Now we just wait. I like to take low temperature dabs. I think there was a study that was showing that if you take dabs over 953 degrees Fahrenheit, it creates a carcinogen when it's combusted. So try not to take those hot and hurdy dabs too much. More low temp dabs. The recommended heat, I believe it showed on there, was like between 700 and 730 degrees. Some shit. Anywho. We're going in on this dab. Cheers, you stunners. Let's go. Whoa, that was a good dab. Try not to cough. I feel you. I feel you. Whoa. Weekend. Welcome to the sesh. I just took a dab with this Pi-Ho sauce. Oh, man. It was great. It was great. How you living? What's good with you? Thank you for joining the sesh. You are at the parlor with Potter and friends, and we welcome you. What you smoking on? What you want to be smoking on? What you smoking out of? What? You're like that look, though. You got it. Go. You got it. my co-host. You got it. Go ahead. Attaboy. That's Ray Diggy. He was just getting himself situated, I guess. You know what I mean? I think that's what it was. He was just getting situated right there. Fuck yeah, dog. He's like, man, I've just been out in the woods. I just getting my camping on, been on a 4-day trip, mad fucking supplies. That's what's up. What time you got over there in Canada, my friend? Right now, currently in California, it is 11:40 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Are you on the East Coast of Canada or West Coast? What am I watching here? Fucking television. Always knows how to get us. Mountain Standard Time. That's word up. Okay, I gotta change this. Give me 1 second, excuse me. Phone swap. Alexa discovers Yamani is still cozy with her ex. Phone swap. That's great. That's great. I remember a long time ago, a friend of mine was on a dating show. It was the one where it was called Tail Daters, where they had the Winnebago with the people fucking, they're tailing their friend on a date. And myself, when I went to MTV Studios and I did the interview, I didn't give none of the dirt on my friend. You know what I mean? I just can't do it. So that's, I think, why I got ruled out. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But he still did the show, and he had a great time. And he had some other friends that dished the dirt, and they had a great time. It was a great episode. I wonder if we could find that on YouTube. We're going to bust that out one of these days. Our boy, we used to call him Knight Rider. Anywho, in other news, this should be dry in just a few. Started off dry. And it's like a log, you know what I mean? It's just like a little timber. Say, friend, you got a piece of timber? Hell yeah. Anywho, the Tok TV app, it makes you compelled to fucking smoke more. Smoke. That's why we gotta refrain. You know, I'm pretty fucking high off that one fucking pie ho. See, I was so fucking blazed right now. I didn't even fucking clean my banger right here. Being reckless. You know what I mean? Being reckless. And, you know, just gotta clean it out. Okay, we're back clean enough, I guess, for the next. But we'll take a break after this dab second. And, yeah, if you made it this far, you know the deal. Like, share, subscribe, rate, review. All the good things that you do. Thank you, everybody. And I'll be right back after these damn seconds. It's your boy, Herberito, and you're at the Parlor with Potter.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.